Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business podcast. I'm always excited whenever I have a guest, and I have an amazing guest that I have been seeing in the internet streets for a while now. And we've been able to connect, and we're going to have an awesome conversation on this episode of the podcast. And it is Kelly Williams. Kelly is a lifestyle management coach who has been supporting women in business since 2012. We have to talk about 2012. Currently, as a coach and a mentor for coaches, she creates safe spaces, love safe spaces, for female coaches to explore how to create impeccable impact by managing marriage, motherhood, and ministry in the marketplace while growing thriving kingdom-driven businesses. Love that, Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, inviting me to share space with you and your audience.
Awesome. Yeah, so as I read your bio, one thing that stood out, and I said we have to talk about that, is 2012. That year, for some reason, is a year that also stands out in my mind because it's when I officially started my business. So when I saw that since 2012, I was like, we're like birth sisters, right? Our businesses were birthed in the same year. So I love for you to share with the audience. We know, you know, how long you've been doing it since 2012, but share us what the business journey has looked like. As we record this episode, we're in 2023. So it's been over 10 years that you've been on this journey. And you didn't just start as an amazing lifestyle management coach. It took a minute, right? It took a while for you to get where you're at, probably some changes, some evolutions. So share with the audience, what has your business journey been like, Kelly?
Yeah, so I mentioned 2012, but I think informally I had started in business probably at the age of 8 when I thought I was going to sell these crocheted macrame kind of brace friendship bracelet things. But specifically in 2012 is when I decided to take the leap and the risk. And I actually, my business journey started because I opened up a brick and mortar store. Okay. And I don't even think I had the store all the way open. I was just in the stages of the store layout and hiring staff and doing all the back end. And people were watching me in the business arena. So I started getting invited to all these business brunches and lunches and all these things so that I can share with people what it looked like for me to start up in business. And before I knew it, now, mind you, my store had been open probably for 3 seconds. And I already had a group of women who were interested in learning how to manage life and motherhood, and you serve in ministry and you sing on the worship team and you have a business. So I found myself like thrusted in this arena of, at that time, we didn't call it coaching. We called it consulting. So I was doing this business consulting as I ran a business. And that was the beginning of it. And yes, it absolutely evolved and grew into where we are today. And I know it's still going to continue to change and shift and all the things, but the store ended up closing maybe about 3 years later. My mom, she had gotten very sick and she ended up passing away with breast cancer. And so I took a step back so that I can really focus on family and be a support. I'm the oldest of all my sisters. So I really wanted to be a support for my family, my children, and all the things. And so I took a step back from the business, the brick and mortar, because that was very time consuming for me. I was a very engaged business owner. I was there all the time. And it's funny because most people that came into the shop, they didn't realize that I was the owner. I just blended in and served everybody in excellence, and they had no idea I was the owner. I can just recall in this moment, I'm having this flashback of all the times people say, "Tell the owner that they did a great job." Sure, I'll let them know, was my response. But over time, what happened after my mom passed away, I had this itch to continue helping people. I never really stopped helping people in the business area. It just looked different. And so I went on and started to. So, as an avid fitness enthusiast, I decided that I would go ahead because I liked helping people still, and I was helping people in the business arena. I decided that I would go ahead and get my personal training, my certification for that. And I found myself while I was training people for physical fitness that we were still talking about life. We were still talking about Jesus. We were still talking about business. And I had some moments where I'm like, so what am I doing here? Because more than half of our workout session was us just talking about life. So I got pregnant with, was it my son? Yes. Yeah, so when I got pregnant with number, I'm a mom of 10. So when I was pregnant with number 9, I decided to stop personal training and I went all in, and it was just coaching from then on out. I became a bona fide certified lifestyle management coach. And that's what I'd been doing ever since I was pregnant with him after I stopped personal training. And I will tell you that the day came where my husband said, "Hey, did you notice that all your clients have something in common?" And I was like, "They're women." And he said, "No, they're all coaches like you, aren't they?" And I was like, "Oh my goodness, they are." So it was about 2017. I started shifting my message to coaching female coaches, and that's where we are today. I've been coaching women, and it has definitely been quite a journey. And I mean, I've seen all of the flows of the coaching industry, especially in 2020. And I'm just riding this wave. I'm going with the flow of God on this, and it has not hindered or stopped or blocked my business. And I thoroughly enjoy doing what I do.
That is awesome. I love your journey. First of all, sorry to hear about your mother. I know it's never easy to deal with the passing of a parent, especially a mother. So I'm sure that impacted you in all ways. So my condolences and sorry to hear about the passing of your mother. And with your journey, the evolution of it, most people don't start with a brick and mortar, right? You hear a lot of times people are either online or service-based. So knowing you come from a space of actually having a brick and mortar store and all the skill set that you learned from that, you're bringing now into the online space and in to the coaching space even, because everything you, as you evolve, you're bringing that skill set with you. And the personal training too, and knowing that you realize, well, wait a second, this is more than just personal training. This is about life, right? And who are you attracting? You are attracting those coaches. So I really feel like, we're called to a particular group of people. Might not be obvious, but it was obvious to your husband. He was like, wait a second, I see that it's mainly coaches. And when we're called to that group of people, we attract them easily into our business. So I love that that was included on your journey as you became a lifestyle management coach, coaching coaches, right? So that is awesome. So tell us a little bit about your faith journey. Everybody becomes a believer in Jesus Christ in different ways. Their journey is very different. So I'd love for you to share with us, what has your faith journey been like?
Yeah, so I was a church baby. I did not know anything about secular anything until I started getting made fun of in school because I didn't know who this man Michael Jackson was. And so I'm sharing my age a little bit, but I was getting made fun of because, like, how do you know about Thriller? And that was my first introduction to anything what I would call worldly. Like, I was a church baby. And so I grew up in the church, and that's a conversation for another day, but I didn't really come to learn about the relationship of Christ myself until I was in my mid-20s. And I remember one day becoming very, very frustrated. I watched a female elder at our church pray the house down. And I remember saying to myself as I watched her, I want to pray like that. And I also remember hearing a voice tell me, it was a neutral voice, but to me, I interpreted it as a negative voice saying, "You won't ever pray like that." And I just became so discouraged and frustrated. And so I began to seek God, like, what is it? What is it? What am I supposed to do? I'm over here asking I want to pray in a way that I feel glorifies you. And I hear you tell me that I won't ever pray like that. And so God really began to deal with me and took me through this exercise that a lot of us have done at one point or another in our life, where we take a look in the mirror, like literally. And I looked in the mirror and I had such difficulty looking at myself. I didn't even say anything. I couldn't even look at myself without busting in a tear. So I realized, okay, God, I'm really going to need you on this one. And so he took me through, and we're calling it a journey, an adventure. He took me through a life adventure of learning what happiness looks like, what holiness looks like, what perseverance looks like. Endurance, what yielding, sacrifice, obedience, and all these things. And then I heard him say one day, "Kelly, remember how you wanted to pray like Elder," her name was Felicia, Elder Felicia. And he said, "And I said, you will never pray like that." And he said, "Well, I meant that because you will pray like I want you to pray." And so at that point, I began to publicly pray online in church and wherever I could, just practice praying everywhere I could. And by doing that, I realized that I kind of become an influencer in my own right. And I don't say that arrogantly at all, but people were really encouraged and inspired that I had the boldness and the courage to just say what was on my heart or what I was feeling, sensing, discerning, and thinking. I will tell you that even up to recently, I felt the pressure of being this person that people looked up to, in a kind of spiritual way. But I realized that it's an assignment that God has called me to. So although, as we relate this to business, although I coach coaches, I realize that what I do is I really help people that are in leadership positions, other influencers, others who are called to help make an impact in people's lives. And it is an assignment and it is a journey that I know I'm really still in the beginning stages of. Despite my growing up in church and despite all of the life experiences I've had, I really realize here today in 2023 that I am in the beginning stages of living out this calling that God ultimately has for me. In where it is that he wants to take me and who it is that he wants to connect with me and through me and all the things. So I know that was a long answer, but I think that's the best I can give you right now.
It was a great answer and just the right answer because it was expressing your journey and what you went through. And I always find that a lot of times people who grow up in the church, they always reach a point where they come to an understanding relationship versus religion, right? And the funny thing is, Kelly, a lot of times it's in the 20s. So many people have said in their 20s. And for you, it was that shifting at that point where you desire to pray, like someone at your church. And God was like, no, you will never, right? You will never pray like that. But because that is also a spirit of comparison sometimes, I feel like a lot of times we compare ourselves to whether it's people in the church or people in the business world and comparison syndrome or comparing ourselves, God always is against that spirit because each person's path is so unique. And as you said, everyone has a unique assignment in how they're supposed to show up in the world. So I love that. That was a part of your journey as you explained your unique assignment and being anointed in the area of prayer in a different way than the young lady that you spoke about before. And also that you mentioned that it was an adventure. That to me is like one of my key words, right? Even though the question I asked was, what has your faith journey been like? I really feel like we're all on an adventure, a God-given adventure. So I love that you use the word adventure. In fact, it's one of my core values. is adventure. And so you talked about it really just being an adventure as you go through this faith journey, as you go through this business journey, and even how they intersect. Which actually leads me to the next question, which is all about combining faith and business, right? So as believers in business, as Christians, we can be in the marketplace and not be overt about our faith and not be bold and loud about our faith. But I always reach out to and interview people who are being overt on their business platforms, who are being loud about their faith, who are mentioning God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, and are not ashamed to do that in a business atmosphere. So I'd love for you to share with me, what did that process look like for you? Was it something that came natural? Like, oh, it's going to be about faith and I'm going to, talk about Christianity and talk about God. Or was it something that you had to really navigate through to feel comfortable and confident on your business platform to talk about faith and talk about religion? So what was that like for you combining your faith and your business?
Yeah, so from the very beginning, I've always been faith-based in business. So even when I had my brick and mortar store, I would listen to the content. It was in the suburbs. So I listened to a contemporary Christian music station, very low. Like that was the only music that was played in the store. And every now and again, somebody would hear some of the songs and they would say, like their eyes would light up because they recognized it. And it was like, we knew, they knew, I knew, we knew. And they would thank me for playing that. And it was almost as if it should be a secret. So when I started in the online, so I was online back in 2012. I was on all the places, all the platforms, and I really wasn't vocal at all about my faith. I just played that music in the shop. But when I began to coach and even personal training, I began to just give little trickles of the fact that I'm a believer and that our strength and our courage, it really only comes from God, et cetera, et cetera. Then one day, I really can't identify what precipitated it, but one day I just got this boldness where I was like, look, I wouldn't be where I am if I did not have God. I would not be where I am if it wasn't for my convictions and my faith and really appreciating the foundation, the faith foundation that I have growing up. I would not be where I am today if it weren't for all those things. And I said, I think people need to know that because one of the things I didn't say, I wasn't always a full-time business owner. I was working for my local county government full-time. And one of the things when I had my brick and mortar store that people were very impressed about was it seemed like I covered all my bases with customer service. And I have this very unique ability, and I just thank God for it, but I have this unique ability to see myself from the client perspective or see what business looks like from the customer perspective. And so when it came to combining my faith with business, I realized, you know what? There are a lot of people who are in the business sector. There are a lot of people who are working their 9 to 5s and they feel that they can't speak up. And I want to empower them and even equip them with ways that they can be bold about their faith wherever they are. Now, their level of comfortability with sharing their faith and being expressive with that boldness is going to be different. And I respect that and I understand it. But I wouldn't be doing what I'm supposed to be doing if I didn't, at the very least, give them the words, the language, maybe some sample prayers, and just encourage them to stand firm in their convictions and speak the truth about who God has called and created them to be, even if that means not saying the name of Jesus, just showing Jesus without saying his name, what that looks like as well. So that I think that's how I started doing it. And I am really bold. Like, I'm a tongue talker. You might see me on a LinkedIn live stream just flowing with Holy Spirit. And I do not care because I answer to God and I have to be obedient.
Yeah, I love that. So passionate, having that passionate to be obedient for what God is calling you to do and really knowing your assignment, right? A lot of times in the world or in the streets, you hear people say, like, she understood the assignment. When I talk about or hear about your combining faith and business, it makes me say, like, oh, she understood the assignment. She understood what God assigned her to do. And also to know how you represent yourself in seasons, right? the example you gave us with the brick and mortar was you weren't necessarily overtly about it. You were more subtly, sharing it by just playing Christian music, and someone coming in the store heard the lyrics or heard just the music and realized what it was, right? So that was very subtle. So in that season when you had the brick and mortar store, you weren't necessarily shouting it out, but in that assignment, you were saying, you're representing Christ and you have that playing softly in the background and people can recognize that, right? And then when you were on your platform, and in the online space, you were more bold about it. So recognizing that it also depends on the season that God has you in, whether he's assigned you to be bold about it or whether he's assigned you to be subtle or overt about it. But as long as it's there, it's always there, is something that I'm seeing. You understood the assignment, right? You understood the assignment. So this season, we're talking about alignment and knowing whether you are in alignment with God's will for your business. So how do you know that you're in alignment with God's will for your business? What does that look like for Kelly to know that, yeah, this is definitely in alignment with God's will for my business?
Yeah. So as a lifestyle management coach, there are three things that I speak to my clients about. We talk about peace, we talk about productivity, and then of course, we talk about profits. And I am always coaching myself. And so to know that I am walking according to God's plan for my life, it looks like I have peace in my life, first and foremost. It looks like things at home may not be perfect, but they're in a manageable place. It looks like there is a plan to get to a place of peace in my home, with my marriage, with my children, in relationships. It looks like when I have to make a business decision or decide if this is a client that I want to work with or I know that I'm supposed to work with or not supposed to work with, that I have permission to pause and pray about it. I don't feel like I need the permission these days, but I know that God allows for me that space to touch base with him about it. And there have been some cases where my flesh has been like, I can't work with them. I don't want to work with them. They're not a client. But in that moment of pause, God is like, I need you to extend some grace to that person and yourself because I need you to work with this person. And of course, I have an amazing testimony of one of my clients who still works with me, who I did not want to work with her. And her life has completely shifted. Her business has shifted. And it's not about the business more than anything. It's about her relationship with Christ now. And that's what it was about. And so, knowing that I'm in alignment with God, again, it looks like knowing that there's peace about what I'm doing and the steps that I'm making, but it also means that there is progress with my clients. There's progress with my community. I have a community of women. And I know we're not supposed to need the affirmation, but if I could just be real here, because I'm a real human and a real woman, it does help to know and to hear maybe the verbal, I don't want to call them the accolades, but just the testimony of people saying that thank you so much that prayer this morning, or thank you so much that session that we had, this Monday, or thank you so much that training on spiritual warfare really helped me identify some things. Like, I know that I am walking the path that I'm supposed to walk, not if 99 of them say thank you, but if one of them is changed, transformed in their relationship with him, in their spiritual walk. I know that I am walking in perfect alignment with my Father. And of course, I'm listening to his voice and I'm taking that time to not only pray about the many things that us as moms and wives and business owners pray about, but I'm taking time to hear his heart about the steps that I'm supposed to take. The if I'm supposed to wait and pause and be still, or if I'm supposed to move and at what speed, and identify even where there are some, and again, I'm just being real, some moments of anxiety that rise up because now God has given me a very new directive in this assignment. A new, there's a we've leveled up, I passed the test, and now he's taking me through the next module, the next part of this adventure. And I'm feeling some kind of way. And so these conversations and just the ease of knowing I got you, I'm walking with you, we're doing this. When I feel that, I'm like, okay, God, let's go. And just like in the business world, a lot of us have heard the terms hire slow, but or yeah, hire slow and fire fast. I do the same thing. When I hear his no, on occasion I need a little bit more confirmation, but when I hear his no or shut it down or close it, or I am quick to obey. My delayed obedience, which is really disobedience, has now my story is different. And I make no apology for doing what God says do. And I know that I'm in alignment when I'm operating in obedience.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So many good points. First thing I want to bring out is peace, right? Alignment allows for peace, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When you're walking in alignment, you will experience peace. So I love that one of the key things that you brought up was peace. But you also said it's important to pause, right? Sometimes when you're not sure, is this his will? Is this alignment? You pause in those moments and you pray. Right, you seek his will, you seek his guidance, and then you're obedient to it after you've prayed and asked him, is this the next step? If he's speaking it loudly, no, end it or go forward. And I love that you shared, because that's reality. Sometimes we are in our flesh. You think about Jonah as an example in the Bible. He was in his flesh. He's like, I ain't trying to preach to these people. I don't even like these people. I ain't going in the I ain't doing it, right? And he ran away. So he was in his flesh about not wanting to do his assignment, right? But God kept on him and he had to do the assignment in the end. So I love that you shared. Sometimes you can be in your flesh and not necessarily want to work with the person, but God tells you this is your assignment. This is who you're supposed to work with. And look at the amazing progress that person that you didn't feel like you wanted to work with has achieved through working through you and you not staying working with you. And you not staying in your flesh, but being obedient. So the other piece is progress, right? So first it was peace, then it was pause, then it was prayer, and then it was progress, right? So those are some key things to understand and know that you are in the will of God for your business. So good, so good.
Did you know when you're in alignment with your God-given assignment, you're actually anointed for the work? Knowing you're in alignment is key, in alignment with God's will, God's word, and God's way. Discover how to align your life and business with God's divine plan with this on-demand Power of Divine Alignment Summit. During the summit, you will get access to 12 experts as we go deep on the topic of divine alignment. Simply go to powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com. That's powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com and use code podcast to get a special discount on this on-demand summit. So use the code podcast at powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com.
So one of the signature questions I always ask on the podcast is, how do you define the power of faith? If someone said, Kelly, why is faith powerful? What is the power of faith? How would you actually define that for someone? What would that definition be for you?
Ooh, yes, that is so on the spot, but such a great question. So the power of faith allows for, let me make this personal. The power of faith allows for me to keep going. The power of faith allows for me to extend grace and forgiveness. The power of faith allows for me to be completely and totally free. The power of faith allows for me to exemplify a lifestyle of worship and just a genre of music. The power of faith allows for me to understand that my success as a mom, as a wife, as a business owner, as a ministry leader, that success is a process and a journey and an adventure. The power of faith gives me hope that one day, after all my efforts of bringing heaven here on earth are complete, I will get to go and reside forever and ever and ever with my King. The power of faith is just undeniable and something that I am so glad I've been introduced to. I cannot imagine my life and even the experiences, the negative experiences that I have had or what I interpreted or I believe to be negative. I couldn't imagine my life without faith. How much worse it could have been, how much more detrimental the outcomes and the results of some of the choices and decisions I made if I didn't have even a mustard seed amount of faith. So there's a lot of power in faith. Yes.
Yes, there is a multitude of factors that make faith powerful. And you listed several of them in your definition of the power of faith. So as you know, this podcast is also about business. So how would you define the power of business? What would that definition be for you, the power of business?
So the power of business is your ultimate setup. My goodness. So if we are Bible believers, which I believe the audience, you know, we're a body of Bible believers. We know that the days are going to come they're going to become very tough for us. And so if we are not in business and on top of business, we're going to be on the underside of business. And so the word talks about being the lender and not the borrower, right? I want to be the lender. I want to be the one that is able to give of my overflow, give so that I'm not the one seeking and searching when the time comes of famine. So I would encourage anyone who might be resenting their business or skeptical about their business or scared, fearful, or even wanting to come out of their business to hang in there, keep pressing and keep asking God, what move should I make? Should I be still? Or do I need to connect with somebody that can help enlarge my thinking, the capacity for me to see my vision, to see where what I was called and created to do can be used and leveraged in a way that will help me excel in business. And to understand that the power of business, it really can get you into rooms that you're not meant to be in, tables that you were never qualified to sit in, and open doors that no one could ever open. But because you have a business, an LLC, or maybe not an LLC, whatever the structure is, but you've got some sort of organized, structured way of conducting your business. Now you've been invited into new spaces and new places. You can make greater impact. And just as the word tells us, you know, God gives you through a business the power to gain wealth so that he can keep his covenant. So it's almost a command, like, okay, look, I'm giving you this ability to do this thing because I've got this covenant. And part of my keeping of the covenant is based on you operating in business. That's how I interpret that scripture. And so there is great power in business. My husband has a passion for felons. And whenever he tells me about a new felon that is coming to his space, I get excited because I'm like, yes, they can start a business and the sky is the limit. Yes. Now that they're no longer in prison, they really don't have to be in prison. They can do anything they want because they have a business. So long answer, but that's it.
It's so true. The power of business is the opportunity that it allows us to have in the marketplace, and the biblical foundation of being an authority and being a lender, the vehicle of a business allows us to be in that position. So that really is power of business. Great definition. So this great conversation, I've thoroughly enjoyed it, Kelly. If people want to learn a little bit more about the work that you do in the world as a lifestyle management coach, where would be the best place for them to connect with you?
Yes, I am very open on LinkedIn. I blend my life, my marriage, ministry, and business all over on LinkedIn. So that would be the best place for people to connect with me. They can search my name, Just Kelly, JustKellee. You know, Google in LinkedIn or whatever, go to LinkedIn and Just Kelly, and you will see me with a bright pink background. And I would love to connect with the audience, make new connections, and they can just check out my feed. Everything about me is there. Like, I vent on there. I serve up over on LinkedIn.
So definitely connect with Kelly on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for being on this episode of the podcast, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.